listener production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. Well, the Reserve Bank has done it again. The cash rate's been increased by 0.25% following their first meeting of 2023 and now sits at 3.35%. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's confirmed the government will commit an initial $10 million in humanitarian aid to Syria and Turkey, now known as Turkey, following deadly earthquakes.
We have seen thousands of deaths and tens of thousands of injuries through this tragedy. These multiple earthquakes that have hit the region are having a devastating impact.
Sadly, those casualty rates are predicted to rise. Investigations continue after an elderly man was left fighting for life following an alleged attack at a Toowoomba taxi rank. Queensland police claim the victim was pushed before being robbed yesterday, suffering serious head injuries.
A 75-year-old male minding his own business. The victim had an impairment. So had a relatively tough life himself. His injuries are critical and we've been advised that it's highly likely not survivable.
Detective Inspector Heath McQueen there. Two people have been charged. Investigations continue. A second balloon flooding over Latin America is of Chinese origin. Beijing officials confirming it's theirs, claiming the balloon was being used to test flight paths before being blown off course. The US shot one down a few days back amid spying concerns. And new research suggests Australia is on track to surpass a milestone of 100,000 electric vehicles on our roads. It's currently at more than 83,000.